When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. And you might just want to tune in. There is I just found a really cute video to put up. I just found it a few minutes ago because it is just so hard to find any animal videos these days that you can be sure aren't AI. But I'm pretty sure this is real. And it's a fish Uber fish. It's really cute. It's koi swimming around and a little duckling, a breed of duck I'm not familiar with, riding around on this koi fish, and it's very, very cute. Anyway, I think he's smiling at the fishes, the Uber fish, and that would be, of course, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. And as you were talking about that, I just, in fact, had that video pulled up onto the Facebook here. And yeah, it is exactly an Uber fish. You know, there's, like you said, it's almost like, yeah, I don't know if you ever see like those videos of animals riding on top of, you know, other animals' backs.
Right,
just
right.
Riding along. But I've never seen one on top of a fish before.
I know. I had never seen this. But, you know, I think we can be pretty sure that this is a real video. It's not AI.
I'm going to deem this one a real video.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think so. You know, now that I've sort of learned how to check and figure things out, you know, I'm not posting as many videos as I used to because most of them aren't real. but I'm getting better at recognizing all of that, and I guess we're all going to have to do that. And I forgot to say when I started the show, it's our first show of official springtime because, had
spring equinox was just a few days ago, wasn't it?
Well, we had the spring equinox on Friday. We also, Mercury went direct. Woohoo! Planet Mercury.
That's always good news.
Yeah, planet Mercury's back direct. And that happened on Friday. It usually takes a few days for it to stabilize out. So, but I'm looking forward to that because, you know, Mercury, it just messes up communications and things happening as they're supposed to. So,
and of course, me working in communications and radio and all of that, it's always a big bully to me. So,
yeah,
that's why I developed that little drop for Mercury retrograde striking again because it always seems to hit.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know. I mean, things have been so crazy and continue to be so crazy in our life right now. I felt like we've been kind of in perpetual Mercury retrograde for quite a while. It hadn't seemed to stabilize. But I'm hoping maybe this time things will stabilize a little bit. Although it's hard to be stable in our own lives when life is not stable on the planet, and it isn't right now. So,
you know, next time we have Natasha on the show, one thing I want to ask her is, why is it always Mercury we're complaining about in retrograde? Why is it never like Venus or Mars or Saturn in retrograde that give us issues. It's always Mercury.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because I do believe, now I'm not an expert in all this, but I do know that, I mean, all planets, I think, go through retrograde phases. And when other planets go through retrograde, it does affect us, just not in the same ways. And is that different planets represent and affect different things.
Mm-hmm.
So the planet Mercury, I think, relates to communication and all this kind of, all the things that it works. It's the planet Mercury is why it influences us the way it does. So say like Saturn goes retrograde or then that has different kind of influences in your life. So if you like work with an astrologer, you know, and someone that reads your chart and help, you know, tells you what's coming up and all that sort of thing, you would know about those influences.
Right. And but I'm thinking more in like a global perspective. It's like, because whenever Mercury goes retrograde, it's always like, sound the alarms, Mercury is in retrograde. And then,
well,
you know,
yeah,
like
because
if Jupiter is in retrograde or something, it's like nobody's really, you know, it's not a hot topic is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. But that's simply because of the planet and its effects and that sort of thing. And it, when Mercury goes retrograde and communications and mechanical failures and all of that, it's something that everybody experiences.
Yep, and we're all using technology in some way, somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. So Natasha might have a better explanation, but let's try to remember to see what she might lend to the conversation. But I just think it's simply because different planets and you know, have different effects on our lives, which is, you know, what astrology is all about. And, you know, your birth signs and what months you're born in relates to different planets. And anyway.
Well, like full moons or something like that, they always seem to have some sort of, you know, take caution type of impacts.
Yeah, well, more stuff happens on full moons, people, you know, because it influences people and we kind of get crazy. And I mean, we used to prepare for full moons, you know, when I worked in veterinary medicine. I mean, you know, mark it on the calendar. It's there, you know, it's going to be crazy. And we sometimes even put on extra staff or had extra people ready for, you know, lots of emergencies and that sort of thing.
Oh, yep.
So, universal thing. Anyway, so the good news is that we are officially, or technically, we are in spring now. Although,
by the calendar, we are.
By the calendar, we are in spring. But it's still getting really cold out here. You know, I had to put on my snuggle up warm poncho here for the show. Last time I wore it, I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago. Anyway, I had to take it off halfway through the show because I got too hot. So that may happen as it warms up here. But it's still going down into the 30s. We're still getting, you know, freezing at night. Not right now, but it's, you know, it was in the high 30s last night. So, and my weather app going forward looks like we're going to have some more freezes. So I'm starting to watch. Things are just starting in my neighborhood. I'm out in the country far enough. I'm far enough east that things are just starting to bloom. And, you know, we're behind the cities like Seattle and stuff. You guys are and down where you are, you know, are a couple weeks or so ahead of us out here. But I've been thinking about it because I'm so looking forward to it. And I don't know if any of you remember, but there's one sign out here that to me is the official spring has sprung. And that's, you know, I live between Monroe and Salton. So I'm actually like 6 miles or so east of Monroe proper. So when I go someplace, I'm usually always going west. And I don't drive the highway, I drive the old highway, old roads from where I am to get down to Highway 2 in Monroe and that sort of thing. So I go through the old highway. So I'm driving through lots of pasture land and stuff. And I don't know if you remember, Nathan, but there's this one big, huge pasture. I mean, acres and acres of there's just lots of pasture land. And most of it is mowed every year and baled up for the cattle, cattle farmers or, you know, raisers out here. So it's great, big, huge hayfield. And all these huge, in one area that I drive through, there's all these huge hay fields for acres and acres and acres. And then out in the middle of the hay field, there's like 8 orange azaleas. And they're probably in an area of maybe 50 feet in diameter or something, 50 to 100 feet. So it's kind of, you know, they're not right next to each other, but it's an area. So, and there's 8 of them. And so when spring happens like now, the grass in the pastures is low, you know, because it was mowed for hay, you know, during the summer, and it hasn't started to grow yet. So it's kind of brown and low grass. So, you know, and azaleas are one of the first, you know, shrubs that bloom in the spring. And so when those orange azaleas start to bloom, you know, I drive around this corner and then you see the pasture and they just pop like crazy. They just scream, spring is here. It's here. It's here. And the first time I drive around that corner and see those orange azaleas blooming, I just get so excited because it's really, and it's one of my favorite times of year is springtime. You know, and when the flowers start and all of that. And anyway, so that's my personal signal that says it's officially spring. So it's not really officially spring yet because the azaleas are still asleep in the pasture. But
and
I'll
my
let
official
you know.
Signal has not gotten here yet either. So
okay,
we're
so
still
you have do you have an official signal of spring?
Mine is that smell of the rain that happens. You know, just like suddenly one day the rain has a different smell and. I actually looked up what that smell is called. It's called the petrichor, but it's a little kind of like an earthy type scent that happens when the rain is falling on dry soil and stuff like that. And whenever I get that smell, that's when I know, you know, spring is here, as I'm smelling for that petrichor.
You can let us know when you smell your smell.
Yep.
And I'll let you know when the azaleas pop out, but it's not officially spring until the azaleas bloom. And anyway, you know what I've got on my bucket list? Sometime I've got to figure out who owns that property. Because hard to tell, you know, because the houses are way far apart, you know, and then people own acres and acres. And so, but it's hard to tell with this piece of, area, hard to tell who actually owns, you know, what house belongs to that pasture. But I think I've figured it out. Now I just have to have the time at a reasonable time I want to go drive in because I just want to thank these people for saving the azaleas and not mowing them down. You know, I mean, because the when they come and they mow the hay for the cattle, you know, they have to mow around these azaleas. And, you know, and this is big farm equipment that, you know, cuts the hay and stuff. That's not easy. But every year they take care of the azaleas and they don't get creamed or mowed over. So, you know, they've been there for decades. Anyway, it's something a little special. I hope do you all have something that makes you think of spring and or know you know that spring is here? I have to say, I know it's coming because the weather has warmed up enough in between cold spells that things are growing and my grass is, you know, has started to grow. And I can say that it's long enough that I could mow anytime. But I haven't gone out there done because it's just too wet right now. And I haven't really done spring cleanup, but I mean, we just got to spring and it really isn't officially spring, but you know, I got twigs down everywhere, especially when we've been having some of these windstorms, Nathan. So once I pick up, you know, the twigs everywhere and get cleaned up, then I'll be able to mow. But I just, it doesn't feel like time yet. It's like, no, it's too early. Anyway, so the grass isn't screaming at me yet, but we'll see what happens. But what do we got? We got another week, another week or so of March left. I may have to break out the mower. I might have to do the first maiden mow in March. Usually I do have to mow in March, so towards the end of March. So I would expect that I'll probably be the case. So anyway, what are we doing here? We have got, it is the 22nd of March today, and it is an extra Sunday. We have 5 Sundays this month. So we will be spending the majority of today's show, starting with the second hour, with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Boy, and they've been working on a really special project to honor someone really special in the animal world. So I think they're going to tell us about that. And I'm hoping they have some information about the warring stuff going on the planet and the animals. And if there's anything going on that front and any way that we may be able to help and so forth. So we'll find out about all of that. And they, of course, are going to catch us up on all the animals in the news and all that good stuff. So that will start with the second hour. We'll be love training at 10 and 11. As usual, we need to be sending love and light all over the place. We will officially start the show here shortly. I think we will... chat our ways up, Nathan, and take care of advertisers first. And then we'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And, of course, if you've forgotten or haven't been here, we have begun again Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony prayer affirmations. So we've added those to the bunch for the foreseeable future right now with the turmoil going on all around us. So, I have, I think I told you this might have been before we started the show, but I'm looking out the window and nothing is dripping. It is so unusual because it's been rainy, I think, more than anything else. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Now, I was out, I did a session yesterday, so I was working, but gosh, it was nice to drive in the sun and, have a beautiful day. And it seems like the days are getting longer fast, Nathan. I'm amazed at how light it's staying for how long.
Well,
it's like it's really been really every day seems longer and it seems lighter longer. Is it seeming that way to you?
Well, we definitely got a lot of help with the spring forward that, you know, adds on 1 hour of extra daytime at the end. But yeah, I mean, apart from that, as far as like, you know, in the minutes of each hour, you notice they're getting from like one day, it's like, you know, 35 minutes, then 40 minutes and 45 minutes. They're quickly, you know, accelerating to that summer daylight time.
Well, we just sprung forward, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks
but
ago,
I think,
yep.
And at that time, sunset was like at 7 o'clock. So, you know, it was getting dusk before then and getting dark shortly after 7. Well, it seems to me it's just been racing forward because like now, I guess it wasn't, I didn't get home till close to 8 o'clock, but it was still light when I got home. And, I'm just kind of amazed at how. And I'm a night person as you are, so I appreciate it when it stays lighter longer, and I really like that. But I'm really amazed at how light it's staying, especially on a nice day. So anyway, we have that to look forward to: more sunshine, more daylight, and What are we looking at this week in the weather? Because is the sun coming out today? It's just kind of gray and overcast up here. It looks the same down there.
Yeah, we're gonna be mostly cloudy to, you know, partly sunny skies. So a few sun breaks here and there. No rain for at least today and tomorrow. But going to Tuesday, that's when rain starts to come back. And it'll be quite rainy on Tuesday and probably Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that slowly goes away and should be partly sunny again, pretty much identical to today by the time we get to the next weekend.
Okay. Are we going to have some? We need a really nice day on Saturday. Are we going to have a really nice
Saturday
day on Saturday?
Well, partly sunny with 58. So what is your definition of really nice?
Dry.
Dry. Okay. It will be dry. That's what it's looking like, as long as that holds.
Yeah, we need dry, good weather everywhere because it's the No Kings protest day, and we all need to be out there. And I frankly don't, I kind of don't get it why we all aren't out in the street 24/7 now all the time. We should be. It things are that we are in that much trouble. Anyway, I'm not surprised at all that it starts raining on Tuesday. You said Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be rainy. That's actually good, I'm thinking, because of what I've got. There's another time of year happening.
Okay, that's when maybe frogs? No, can't be that.
Oh, yeah, frogs. Yeah, frogs are going nuts. My frogs are, yeah, the frogs are alive and well and nuts. Now, they really got thrown off by the snow we had. And they had to go back to bed for a couple of days, but as soon as they could, their frogs are crazy right now. But that's not what I'm talking about, because rain is appropriate for Tuesday. Because for me, taxes, I'm doing my taxes.
Oh, I see.
Tuesday and Wednesday are taxes day for me.
Force you to stay inside, huh, and get them done.
I'm just glad. It's fine with me if it rains, because I'm going to be doing my taxes.
Because that deadline is less than a month away for people who are still, you know, needing to get them done.
Yep. So that's on my agenda this week. And if you haven't planned when you're going to do yours, now some of you are maybe better than me and on top of things and get them done way ahead of time. It's been many, many years since I got any money back. So
yeah, I was going to say, I'm a person who always ends up owing in some way or another. So I always usually wait until the last moment so I can hold on to it for just a little bit longer.
Right. So, you know, unless you're getting money back from me, there's no hurry. And you just got to get it done by the deadline. But no sense in doing it early. But so there we go. All righty. Let's, Nathan, you and I could rattle on for, we will talk about it because Nathan's got Bigfoot on his head. He's got a Bigfoot hat. And I know we got to find out what's going on there, because I think there's another big thing going on this week, but we're not going to talk about it yet because we got to take care of advertisers. And then we've got to officially start the show and go to church with Martha with our prayers and affirmations. And then we can talk about everything, and we'll get in current events in this hour before we get going with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. They'll be here from 10 to noon. All right, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And be sure and check out the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga and all kinds of great things. They've got the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, the Linwood Community, Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and East West Bookshop in Edmonds. And you can find out about all the great classes and events coming up for the rest, shortly in the rest of the year. And they've got some lot of great springtime stuff going on. And the big oratorio, I believe, is next weekend. And it's a wonderful presentation of Swami Kriyananda's music, and a wonderful event that will be happening at the Blue Lotus Temple. You can check that out and all of the events at anandawashington.org. And then know that I am healed and back to work, and I'm just delighted that I'm able to do sessions again and work with people and their animal friends. And I'm just been having some of the greatest sessions, and just feel so good to be able to serve again and help these dogs and their people. And man, I just got piled on this. Everybody I saw was, man, you just don't charge enough for what you do. And that was amazing, Nathan. One of the gals that I saw, she's seriously researched trainers and behaviors and that sort of thing for what she needed. And she was one that was just saying, it's unbelievable how much we get from you and how little you charge. And she called one of the trainers she talked to. Now she has a new rescue dog, very, very shy, lots of fear. And this local trainer, once she told us, said, how much do you think the trainer quoted to solve the problem, Nathan?
Let's see. You're talking about like an hour long session or just like a quick question.
Well,
and
to solve the, that this dog is a new rescue, mm-hmm. and he is fearful, and the dog and the owner need education.
Okay. I'm not really sure about how long that would take for the trainer, but I'm going to go with maybe $500.
Well, $5,000.
Whoa!
I about fell off the chair. I said, what? Four? I mean, what, some extensive and serious board and train program for 5 or 6 weeks with guaranteed for life, all that kind of stuff? No. He said maybe 3, maybe 4 lessons. $5,000. And then I hear a lot of the other trainers want you to sign up for a bunch of classes. They see you regularly for a while for $2,000 or $3,000. Okay.
At that, I mean, I hate to put it this way, so I beg your pardon if I say something the wrong way, but At that point, you might as well just return the dog and get a new one. Well, like, do you got a return policy at the shelter? I mean, I totally don't mean it in that way, but it's just kind of,
an expression. Well, and actually, that's one of the discussions we had. This particular, a lot of these rescues, and these are dogs usually out of Texas and Mexico. It's a little disturbing sometimes to me because of what I do, in that a lot of these rescues are not screening these dogs properly and are just more interested in pushing them out to new homes than making sure they match them properly with the right people in the right home. And a lot of times they think they're getting a nice dog that's not going to need a lot of work because they've been living in foster with a lot of other dogs and they've gotten lost in the group and you don't really see the real dog and you take them out of that situation. And like this dog just can't handle the city in any way, shape or form. Anyway, we work some miracles, but just to give you an idea of cost wise, I'm the only one that's like $500 below. I mean, you know, so I'm in that low level. But others are going to be thousands and thousands. So if you know of people that have issues with their dogs, I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. No obligation there. So just take my phone number down and tell them to call me. And I usually only have to see you once.
And not just dogs, but cats too. And
well, yeah,
other creatures.
Cats too. I would just love you to tell anybody about me that's got dogs and needs help. And like I said, you can tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And my number, write this down, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Okay, then. We are caught up here, and let's officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. If you haven't been here for this part of the show, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, a little one for our animal friends and a little longer one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do. And you are welcome to join me in the prayers and the affirmations. And the affirmations are chosen because of their ability to transform us and our lives, all contributed by some member of our animal world family. And we've added Master's Peace and Harmony prayer now with all the warring energy going on around the world. So a little bit longer. Anyway, you may say these along with me. You can use them every day during the week as I do, or you can opt out. It's not like the love train where dancing is required. You can opt out of this if you want. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti. shanti, shanti. All righty then. That's our prayer section. Now we go into the affirmations. And I say each of these affirmations three times. And like I said, you're welcome to say them along with me and use them during the week or not at all. You can opt out. This first affirmation, comes from my spiritual family. It was at a spiritual assignment years ago. Say this three times a day for a week and see what happens. I'm still doing it. It absolutely really shifted the energy in my life and continues to do so. You are welcome to use it as well. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number two comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And, you know, when you Linda works with you on the air, she'll give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this came from, and it was so helpful to so many, and y'all bugged me so much, I started using it myself, and oh, it shifted things for me, and I continue to use it as well. So, as I say this affirmation, when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you need to attract or you want to attract into your life at this time. Because abundance doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, money on that level. And it could be love. It could be an abundance of friendship or whatever it is that you want to attract into your life. It could be a general abundance or it could be a monetary abundance. But just imagine it in your mind, what you want to attract at the time when you're using this affirmation. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then, this next affirmation also comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use to get in the right frame of mind and energy to go out in the world. I use it for me and my animals. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, and psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animals to kind of try to keep us in alignment with all the energy going on right now. And that's a bit of a tap dance these days. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then next one here is the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. This one is a very powerful one, and we really need this one because, you know, God's love, God's light, most powerful energy on the planet, and we just need to permeate the world with God's love and light. So here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty, before we conclude this affirmation ritual now, we've added back in Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer for the energies in the country, around the world. And there's two parts, filling the world and then filling ourselves, and I do each one three times. Now, if you're doing want to join the worldwide effort on the peace and harmony prayer, then when you're doing it yourself at home, you do the first affirmation 10 times, filling the world with peace and harmony, and then the second one three times. But for radio purposes, I do each three times. All right, here we go. And when you're doing this one, you want to put your hands in the prayer position, because that gives a little extra alignment and energy with Divine Mother. So here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, now we conclude this whole prayer and affirmation ritual with Dr. Nell's contribution. So cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me to seat this for the day and the week. I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, and let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. We'll come back and take care of current events so we don't run out of time, and then we'll check in with Bigfoot and whatever else we chat about until the top of the hour we get on the love train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Current events coming up on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, animals 24-7.org. Coming up for the second and third hours of today's show, we'll catch up on all the animal news around. And we did hear from my wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And she, more than anyone, is responsible for my healing. And I just saw her on Friday for my regular session now, because we're back to my regular work. And even she said, you know, when she was done, she just kind of looked at me and said, you know, I know it doesn't seem like it to you, because it seems like it's been a long time to you, but she said, for where we started and the injury that you had, the damage, she said, for you to be 100% back and more stable than you've ever been before in this period, she said, this is miraculous. And I said, I know, for crying out loud. You know, if I didn't have the healers in my life that I do and know what to do, I mean, I'd still be on drugs and, you know, having MRIs and probably traction and physical therapy and all of this. And my working days might have been over. It was that serious. I mean, I literally could not walk. 4 weeks ago, I could not. 4 weeks ago, yeah, I could not walk. And, you know, one of the few in 30 years. My one of a handful or less of times that I was not able to do the show, because I couldn't sit or stand or anything. Anyway, if you have anything going on with your physical body and need help, Jude Ponton is a miracle worker. Very intuitive in the work that she does, but she uses a very light and really phenomenal type of chiropractic. She does she can do needles for acupressure or acupuncture, but focuses on the acutonics, which she's one of you know, the creators in this field. And I think it's much more powerful than needles. And anyway, she can work with you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline, or she can work with you remotely if you like. And it's absolutely so worth it. And I owe this. I really owe this to her. I am so grateful. And if you have not seen Jude, you need to. Okay, so check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And oh, by the way, she did a wonderful sound attunement for the spring equinox. So you can go to Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook to find it. I think I posted it on my personal page, Martha Norwalk. I should post it on both pages. I'll have to remember to do that. I was busy this weekend, kind of forgot. Anyway, she does have a spring equinox attunement that you can listen to, which is really wonderful. And you can also give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Alrighty then. Nathan, before we run out of time, let's do some current events. Okay, once again, the majority of stuff coming up is at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett. But most of the stuff for March is over. There are some planting events that you can check out. But the features coming up in April: Urban Wetlands and Wildlife, a guided birding field trip. And that sounds fun. Saturday, April 18th, 10 a.m. to noon at the Stream Center. And then after that, they're doing rock painting, Nature of the Pacific Northwest. Saturday, that's the 18th as well, from 1 to 3 p.m. So you can go on the birding field trip and then come back and paint rocks. I think that sounds like a great day. All right. And then we've got Earth Expressions, Climate Circle and Guided Meditation, Sunday, April 26th. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. It's an Earth Day celebration gathering to nurture and sustain self-care and stewardship. And there's a bunch more stuff coming up in April and May, and I will continue to bring you those. But that Earth Expressions, that sounds really great. And that's on April 26th. And that's actually a Sunday. So you could do Animal World and then go up to the Stream Center. How fun. All righty. Let's see. What else have we got here? And Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their annual 2026 Furball Gala and Auction is coming up on April 8th. So better get some tickets. They still have some tickets left. I got notifications yesterday. So homewardpet.org. If you want to get signed up for the Furball auction. And then Seattle Humane, we've got spring break workshops for kids and teens. It will be April 6th, 8th, and 14th for the kids, April 17th and 15th for the teens. And then the Summer Cap 2026 is registering now. The weeks, it will be Monday through Thursday on whatever week it's happening, and 8:30 to 3:30 p.m. every day, and the tuition is $695. And then the Tuxes and Tales will be in May. So I think that covers it. Next week will be our encore presentation, because it'll be the last Sunday of the month, and we will rerun a second Sunday show. So our last energy balancing show with Linda Rasmussen will happen next week, and then we'll be back for Nathan and I just did the promos before the show. We'll be back. We'll be here on Easter Sunday, is the first Sunday of April this year. So April 5th, Easter Sunday, Nathan and I will be here. So hopefully you can join us too.
Well, just need to double check that actually, if I will be here or not, because I will be there.
Okay. Oh, you will be
yes,
here on
I will.
Easter? Okay. All right. Because that leads us to our next subject, would be you got your big hat, Bigfoot hat on, and if I recall, wasn't that a Christmas gift from Stacy?
Yes, it was. And then I'm stomping around, too. So you know what that sound means? It means that Bigfoot is going to be appearing in the T-Mobile Park pen before the Mariners games on Sundays to stomp around and interact with the fans, take photos, and just have some big fun in that, you know, center field beer garden area.
Well, isn't there something really special happening with the Mariners this week?
Yes, even more so. It's what I consider to be a holiday, and really should be, is
okay.
Baseball opening day. You know, America's All favorite right. pastime is beginning, and such a great time for me. You know, it gives me stuff to watch on TV, because that's really much of what I consume on television is Mariners games. So it's like, yay, I have stuff to watch again.
Yeah. That is, Nathan is a huge baseball fan and Mariners fan. So that's why we follow the Mariners so closely. It's because of Nathan. And isn't it wonderful to know that Bigfoot's contract got extended for another season? So that means Nathan Bigfoot will be, and you just said, I think you will be at the games, the Sunday games that we play here at home.
Yes.
That's when Bigfoot is there.
That's when you'll see Bigfoot, and that's in, like I said, the T-Mobile Park Beer Garden in center field, the pen, as they call it, 2 hours before the national anthem is sung. So
all right.
If you get there early and go to that center field beer garden, you'll see Bigfoot.
Yep. So if you're going to home games on Sunday, y'all want to check in with Bigfoot when you're there. And that also means, though, that on Sundays that there's a home Mariners game, Nathan won't be here with us because he can't be two places at once any better than I can. So that means David Brown will be here filling in. And
yeah, because I've never seen Bigfoot and myself in the same room together. So,
well, this would be true. But and now our you expecting Mariners to be great again this year? And how are you feeling about all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really expect it to be a dramatic improvement. I mean, they already had such a great season last year, but I expect it to be roughly the same, maybe just a little bit better, maybe more consistent. I think they'll have roughly the same, you know, regular season. I'm thinking just a little bit more consistent along the way and less maybe streaky is what I'm looking, thinking it's going to be, because they're just, as they're getting their team ready for 2026, pretty much all they need to do, in my opinion, is just keep, you know, everything that's working and then just tweak the things that are not, rather than try to, like, overhaul the team. Just, like, you know, fix the little nuances.
Yeah, because, you know, if you were not, if you've been under a rock somewhere, you know, the Mariners did go almost all the way last year. They went all the way to the World Series.
They won their division, and they made it almost to the World Series. They were at the American League Championship Series, which is the round before the World Series. And
right.
Unfortunately,
so they made it up to
that
point, but then didn't quite get there.
But it is the farthest that the team has ever made it as a franchise.
Right, right. So you were just hoping they'll go, and you said that you think they'll be a little bit better, so maybe they can go all the way.
I'm not expecting like a huge improvement in the regular season, but they're definitely going to fix those tweaks and probably be a little bit easier of a more consistent team to watch.
I don't know enough about it, but I know, like with football, you know, the Mariners came out of like nowhere and woohoo. The Seahawks came out of nowhere and woohoo, won the Super Bowl. Wow. Okay. And then you get to the off season and I'm just finally figuring out what really happens. Cause I always get so mad because they get rid of all the good players. And I'm saying, why don't they just keep the team together and then they can keep winning? It's not that simple, apparently, because there are salary caps and they can only spend so much money on players. So anyway, there's all this stuff in the in-between times, between seasons, where they have to really work to hold on to those players and they aren't able to keep all of them because some of them get bought off by other teams.
Yeah,
and so
or
forth.
They just demand more money and
right,
they can't.
And so that happened. Now, does the same thing happen in baseball,
Absolutely.
Nathan?
Absolutely.
Okay, so for the Mariners, they were so good last year and went the farthest they've ever gone. In my world, it's like we just keep the team together and keep doing what we're doing, you know. And so were they able to keep the team together? Like, do we still have – well, I'm pretty sure we still have Cal Raleigh. You know,
oh, for sure. You know, he signed a really long contract, so we got him for many years to come.
So do they have enough of the good players left and all of that to be fabulous?
Okay. It's pretty much like they're known as rental players that didn't quite pan out. Like one of them, for example, is Eugenio Suarez. Even though he is so beloved by the Mariners, well, he's just last year, I should say, he was more of a rental player. And in realities, you know, he didn't really have too much success in Seattle performance-wise. He was a great, you know, morale and clubhouse-type person, a lot of great energy behind him, but his performance on the field was better placed in other places than Seattle. So,
he's
not
gone?
Coming back. And we have a new, I had to double-check his name, but a new kind of third and second baseman who is going to, I think, be really good for the team. He's more of a contact type hitter than swinging for the fences each time, so less strikeouts from him.
All right. Well, sounds like Nathan's on top of it. So we'll just leave you in charge. You can handle it and you can keep us posted. Thursday is opening day, and is that correct?
It is opening day.
And are they playing here?
They are. We'll be going up against the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay, so on Thursday, that's you know what Nathan will be doing.
Yeah.
Are you going to the game? Or are you
No, it's actually going to be having my scheduled shift here, but I'll be following along.
No, you'll
and
be working,
in.
but Your heart will be in the game.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll definitely be at the game on Sunday, though, and staying for it afterwards as well.
All right. Good luck to the Mariners then. All righty. We are ready to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and that means the Love Train is coming up. And what you guys need to know is you don't get to opt out of dancing. We got to get up, get our juices flowing, a little bit of energy going so that we can send love all over the country, all over the world. Remember, love is the most powerful energy on the planet, and that's the best thing we can do right now is send love everywhere, all over the country, all over the world, and see if we can't help balance what's going on. And in that light, I always energize up. Well, and before, just remember, I told you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the Love Train, because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer, just to give us a little more energy for the day. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1100.